Hey, welcome everybody. How are the 11 o'clock attenders doing? You guys all right? Glad you're here today. If you happen to be a guest for the first time, really glad you're here. Let me introduce myself to you. My name is Brian Anderson. I'm one of the pastors here at the Vineyard, and this is a good friend of mine, Mike Turgiano. I'll get to Mike in just a minute. He's going to give the message. Before we get into that, though, I want to have our ushers please come forward. We're going to receive the offering. And as they're coming forward, I want to thank those of you that are part of our church family who give to God regularly through Vineyard Church North Phoenix, and remind you that your money really does make a difference in lots of people's lives, whether it's through our food and clothing bank that's open 6 days a week, or through our free medical clinic that we had it for 2.5 years, been on a little bit of a hiatus the last couple of months, but hopefully it looks like we're going to be starting that up again in February. So we're helping people with free medical care. You're helping to disciple people. You're helping to plant churches around the world. Your money really does bless and help lots and lots of people. So may the Lord bless you as you give as we end 2014 and go into 2015. And as we give the offering, I would also like to just pause in prayer just for a moment, ask God's blessing as we receive the offering. Would you pray with me? God, thank you for this opportunity to give back to you just a portion of what you've given to us. And as we give to you right now, God, we ask that you would take this money and you really would use it to expand your kingdom. And I pray, Lord, as people have given this week online or maybe earlier in the kiosk, out in the lobby in the kiosk, or they give right now in the offering bags, I pray that you not only bless the gift that they give, but I pray that you would bless them as the giver as well. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to worship you through our giving, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you're a regular attender of our church, the last name Turgiano might be familiar to you. Our worship pastor, Matt Turgiano, has been on staff now for several years, and Matt actually has a dad who is a Vineyard pastor in New York City for over 30 years. And Mike was coming out, Mike and Char. In fact, Char is in the room right now, his wife. Char, would you stand up? I know I saw you earlier. Char's there. Yeah, Mike and Char, they've been pastoring for over 30 years in New York City, and Mike has served on the Vineyard USA leadership team for many of those years. We've known each other for a long, long time. They were coming out for vacation, and when I knew that, I just said, you know, I want to have Mike come and share. And he has a really great message. Open your hearts and minds to what God wants to speak to you through this message about being naturally supernatural, which is a big part of what the Vineyard is about. So would you give Mike Turgiano a very warm Vineyard North Phoenix welcome?
Well, thank you. You're very kind. We've enjoyed coming out here ever since Matt and Rebecca and the family moved out here, and we've enjoyed being with many of you who are our friends now, so thank you. It's a privilege. But what's up with this weather? It's freezing here. Do you know that it's colder here this morning than it is in New York City? What's up with that? I know what you're going to tell me. Yeah, Mike, but it's a dry cold. I know. Well, you know, everyone wants their life to have meaning and make a difference. Whether you're a religious person, non-religious person, you go to church, you believe in God, or you don't. That's just a human instinct. Everybody wants to make a difference. And no one wants that more for us than God himself. You could say that a key part of God's plan for this world is to use our lives, to use us, to impact the world for him. And I think that's what Jesus had in mind when he said these words. You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. Now, I think Jesus is talking about influence here, making an impact. See, let me just, I don't know if you realize this, but we all, everyone in this room, have influence. And we're all influencing all the time, either in a good way or a bad way. We exert influence as spouses, as parents, as grandparents, as friends, as neighbors, as co-workers, as classmates. And sometimes our impact is big and dramatic, but often it's subtle and hard to measure. But we influence others nevertheless. And it's really important to note just who Jesus is addressing in this passage that I just read. He's not talking to the power brokers, the rich and powerful, the beautiful, you know, the famous. He's talking to ordinary, everyday people. And that's what makes this passage even more fantastic. That's what makes this idea even more, you know, beautiful. That with the help of the Holy Spirit, each one of you can have a positive, life-giving impact on your world. And I believe that that's what everyone here wants. But I would guess that most of you don't want to do it in a way that draws undue attention to yourselves. You don't want to show off or look like a jerk. You don't want to turn people off or do anything to embarrass yourself or to be weird. You want to remain normal, yet make a difference, right? Well, I have good news for you. You can, by being naturally supernatural. That's what I want to talk about a little bit here. What exactly do I mean by being a naturally supernatural person? Well, it basically means being natural and also, at the same time, being remarkable. It's partnering with the Holy Spirit in normal ways, in normal places. It's being yourself, who you are, your unique self, and God still showing up in your life and using you to help somebody, to have good influence, to make an impact. See? It's being the same person you are during a ministry time that you are during dinner time. And the cool thing about being naturally supernatural that it helps break that negative stereotype, you know, that the world has of what they think Christians are like. You know what that negative image that all Christians are hard to get along with, they're judgmental, and they're weird. See? And And it makes us wonderfully subversive, the way Jesus was, who was impacting people. Sometimes they didn't even realize how their lives were being changed until it happened. And it, you know, when you are able to be natural and comfortable to be around, people let down their guard and open up to you, and they open up to God, and they open up to new possibilities for their lives. And it allows us to partner with God and be useful to the kingdom in all the places that religious people are mostly useless, in the marketplace of everyday life, in the world where we spend most of our time. Being naturally supernatural opens up a way for us to have a positive, life-giving impact on our non-religious relatives and friends and neighbors, the people that we work with, the people that we go to school with, you know, at the places where, you know, in the places where we people gather to relax and have fun. And when we conduct ourselves in naturally supernatural ways, good things happen. We live out our lives in a new and exciting way. We live out our lives as cooperative friends of Jesus, creatively doing good for the sake of others by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we live that way, the people around us experience the presence and the power of God right where they are, in non-threatening ways that leaves them with a good taste in their mouth, wanting more. And we get to, when we live this way, we get to impact and make a difference in the most unlikely people. People that are far from God. People that are presently uninterested in Christianity or going to church. Being naturally supernatural, as Brian said, is a big deal for us here in the Vineyard. We didn't invent it. We didn't make it up. We're just copying Jesus. Jesus was the God-man, right? And he was the prototypical, naturally supernatural person. Bringing the powerful kingdom of God up close and personal by, you know, to ordinary, everyday people by merely being human like them, being approachable, by being involved in the affairs of normal, everyday life. We find Jesus, right? He's in the workplace, at the tax collector's booth. He's on the shore with the fishermen, everyday life. He's where they were, you know, when they were sad. He was there at their funerals. He was there at the celebrations during their weddings, living life alongside people. So what does being naturally supernatural look like? What does that lifestyle look like in 2015? Well, when most of you think of being used by God to make an impact, to make a difference, what comes to mind for most of you, and I know this to be true, is that it's something not pleasant. something demanding, something difficult. This, you know, having an impact, being naturally supernatural, is something for many of you in your mind, something otherworldly and strange and maybe spooky. You know, something that's way out of your league or out of your comfort zone. But that's not it. You see, actually, being naturally supernatural looks like you when you're at your best. See? Relaxed, being yourself, not self-conscious, in love with God, being free enough to be spontaneous and creative. It's at those moments when you're naturally supernatural, you feel like you're most alive. That this thing that I am about, that I am doing, that I am engaged in, this helping this other person, I know why I was placed here on earth. It's the best feeling in the world. And you can't get enough of it. It's you at your best. See? Being naturally supernatural is about being alert to God, alert to His Spirit, showing up and using you in the midst of your normal day. Did you know that God goes to work with you? I know most of you think that he lives here, and then as you go through those doors, he stands at the door, the Holy Spirit, goodbye, thank you, it's good having you here today. Come back and visit me again, I'll be waiting. And then you're out there on your own. But it's not true. He's there. He's already on your job site. He's already involved in the lives of the people you live with, your neighbors, the people you do business with. The Holy Spirit is at work in their hearts, drawing them, trying to draw them into the kingdom, like you. And being naturally supernatural is just being aware of that and being alert and getting used to watching and realizing, wow, God is here in this moment. And I'm part of that. And He wants to use me. You know, for my wife and I, being naturally supernatural has been mostly wrapped in the ordinary and the unspectacular. It's meant simply being good neighbors. And just simply being a good neighbor has led to being invited into our neighbors' lives. See? And this, of course, inevitably opens their eyes to and their hearts to a God who is present. To a God who is neighborly and has power to be a difference maker in their lives. Now, this hasn't come easy for me. I'm a New Yorker, okay? And I grew up, you know, this is what is ingrained in my mind. Mind your own business. You know, just mind your own, stay out of trouble. Poke your nose where it doesn't belong. And you know, don't stare at people. Don't look, you know, because people that stare at you, they're up to no good. They're either crazy or they're looking for trouble. So you don't even get to, you don't really watch. You're on the subway. You don't stare at each other. You don't get into conversation. That's the New Yorker way, you know. That's a lie because, you know, but that's what I thought. Anyway, but my wife now is just my wife is like got a PhD in friendliness, you know, and she's helped me out. But anyway, you know, one day, you know, we do have backyards in Brooklyn. We do. Except they have, you know, out here you got walls between you and you don't really get to see your neighbor that much. But where I live, we have fences about this high. So, you know, there's your neighbor, they're there. Yeah. So I was out in the back of my my yard doing something one day, minding my own business, being a good New Yorker, you know. And I noticed as I'm doing whatever I was doing, I noticed my neighbor, Doreen, is sitting on the steps of her porch in the back there. And she's got a head. I thought, well, you know, she's just probably relaxing, right? So, hey, Doreen, you know, and I just go about my business. That's it. And as I'm doing, I look over and I realize that she's not just sitting there. She's crying. Okay, oh man, what am I gonna? So now, like the good New Yorker that I am, I'm just going about my business, trying to ignore her, you know. And now the Holy Spirit starts, you know, nudging you. Hey, what's the matter? You see, the problem is the Holy Spirit is friendly, and I'm not. There's an awful conflict that goes on inside of me. So he's like this, because I know what he wants me to do. He wants me to ask her what's up. And my heart's starting to, you know, I'm getting all, so finally I give in. I say, Doreen, are you okay? And she looks up and she's here. And she comes over and she tells me that she had just returned from the doctor. And she found out that she cannot have children. What do I do with that? My heart is pounding. Oh, man. You know what? What am I going to do? Ah, I know what I'm supposed to do. Call Shaw. So I call my wife, you know. Shaw, could you come out? You know, I said, Doreen, could we pray for you? You know, and she didn't turn us down, you know, she said, sure, you know. And so there we were in my backyard over the fence, just, you know, doing the five-step prayer model as best we can, feeling awkward, not knowing, you know. And you're talking to a pastor, but yet you're in public. It's kind of weird, you know. But there we are, you know, just praying, asking God to heal her. And the words came out of my mouth. I realized, what am I saying here? You know, I couldn't grab it back, you know, heal her. And we prayed that day. Long story short, it's been about 14 years. Doreen has, I think, 3 children now, maybe 4, I'm not sure. What was the thing? It was paying attention. That God, paying attention, as awkward and as uncomfortable as it was inside of me, you know, as not, you know, it was hard, but yet I said, okay, I'm going to do this best I could. And look what happened. God was at work, and I just joined with him. Naturally supernatural, you know. Over the years, being naturally supernatural has led to many of our neighbors becoming comfortable talking about God to us. And even asking for prayer. See? Let me tell you, I have another neighbor. His name, we call him Big Al. Big Al's, you know, he's the mayor of the block. See? Big Al. And like I said, I'm a New Yorker. I'm not very naturally friendly. You know, I keep to myself. And the Holy Spirit, you know, I see Al every day. And as I'm walking by, hey, Al, what's happening? And and the Holy Spirit starts messing with me again. Yeah, like I said, he's friendly, and I'm not. And he says, you have never had a conversation with Al. All these years, you live on this block, you haven't had a conversation with him. Oh, man. So the next day, I see him out by his car, and I say, hey, Al, how you doing? Hey, Mike. And I, in an awkward way, I just start to have a conversation with him. Well, bam, he opens up, and he starts telling me all his problems. And the Holy Spirit's there kind of laughing at me. Look at it now. He's like dumping on me all these serious problems in his family and everything. It was a little bit more than I thought I was going to get, you know? And so, what am I going to do? And there's the Holy Spirit, knucklehead. What do you think you're supposed to do? Hey, Al, do you know what I do for a living? He says, I heard rumors. He says, you're a priest or something like that, right? I said, something like that. I said, you know what? We could pray to God. God would love to help you. And I thought he was going to say, you know, let me off the hook. Nah. Or say, yeah, go light some candles, you know, for me. I appreciate it. You know, boom. We'd be there. He says, yeah. Would you pray with me? And so we sit down on my front steps of my house, and there I am with Big Al praying for his family. And he looks at me after we're finished, and he says, you know what? That was good. We're going to have to do that more often. So now, yeah, everyone, he'll go to my wife. Where's Mike? I gotta get some, I need some prayers. You know? So I invite him into my house. Now I'm telling him how that he's a good Catholic. Well, I don't know how good he was, but he was a Catholic. And I told him about the Bible, New Testament, all the time, that he didn't need me to pray. He could pray for himself. I'll teach you how to do that and everything. And so we've got this thing going on. And I found out just recently that on Sunday mornings now, he and his daughter, his adult daughter, they go off and they go to Mass together every Sunday morning now. That's cool, don't you think? Having that kind of an impact by just listening to the Holy Spirit, you know. So how do you become, you know, the most powerful, naturally supernatural thing that Shar and I have done, the most effective, naturally supernatural thing that we've done has simply been to offer friendship, hospitality, and prayer to our neighbors. That's it. We could all do that. You don't need to be a superstar. See? You just need to be a little friendlier than I am. You know? Well, how do you become naturally supernatural? Well, you have to become a follower of Jesus. That's the first step, right? But it's all about being alert and available to the Holy Spirit, who's at work in your world, all around you. We just don't recognize it. We don't pay attention enough. See? And it's learning and getting used to responding obediently to his oft-times unexpected whispers or nudges, you know, or promptings that most of us, most of the time, dismiss as, oh, that's crazy. Oh, not me. Oh, you know, that's just my imagination. And then we don't do anything. See? And it's about letting the Spirit custom fit you with an incarnational lifestyle that looks like Jesus if he were you. A lifestyle that shows others, that fleshes out, incarnational, that fleshes out for people around you what God is like. And he's friendly, and he's hospitable, and he's helpful. See? Living out this incarnational, this fleshing out what God looks like by living like Jesus and doing the things that Jesus did. Being a neighbor the way Jesus would be a neighbor if he were you. Being a grandparent the way Jesus would be a grandparent if he were you. Being a school teacher, if Jesus was a school teacher and taught your class. See? Being a secretary or a custodian, the way Jesus would be a custodian or a secretary if he worked where you work. incarnational lifestyle. It's the opposite of isolating yourself. It's living connected to Jesus and connecting with your neighbors, with your coworkers, with your classmates in meaningful ways, which means having to get out to leave your cocoon, your comfort zone sometimes, and socialize and be friendly. It also means living with a purpose that's bigger than just paying your mortgage off, paying for your kids' school bills, living a good, nice, comfortable life, which are all great things, but there's more to having life and life to its fullest that Jesus talked about. See? It means living with a purpose, with an awareness that as a follower of Jesus, you've been invited to participate in his mission of loving people and making this a better world. And there's also a practical side of becoming a naturally supernatural person. This doesn't happen by magic. It doesn't happen by me exciting you about this possibilities for your life. You need to put some effort into this thing. You see, anything good in your life, you need to put some effort into it, right? Well, the same thing with becoming a naturally supernatural purpose. We need to arrange your life around the practices of Jesus, especially the practice of the Word of God, the practice of prayer, and the practice of serving others. And it means looking for, finding other people, models of what it looks like to put these things into practice. People that you can learn, how to pray and how to share your faith and how to hear God's voice and all those things that this church community offers, the leaders here offer all the time. You're gonna need to be equipped and coached in things like hearing God's voice, praying for the sick, how to share your faith. These are things that are offered all the time here at the North Phoenix Vineyard. They're offering classes and groups and seminars all the time. I've read your bulletin many, many times. It's there, and you need to take advantage of those things. That's how you start to cultivate and get the skills that are necessary to be naturally supernatural people. And you'll have to get used to stepping out of your comfort zone from time to time and take spirit-directed risks, like I had to with Al, and I had to with Doreen. As uncomfortable as that was, I had to say, okay, see? And I'd like to add one last thing before we pray here. To keep your naturally supernatural lifestyle fresh and alive, it's a lot like manna was in the old. Remember the children of Israel? They could only collect enough food for one day, right? They couldn't keep it overnight. It would go stale. And it's the same way with being a naturally supernatural person. You have to, keep fresh. And you do that by constantly giving away what God has given you for free. His love. You have to keep giving his love away to the people around you in different, in practical ways. What an exciting way to live. There's more to this life than just coming to church, hearing wonderful messages. more than just keeping yourself out of trouble, keeping on good God, on God's good side. There's more. Yeah. There's a whole new adventure awaiting you, a new way of living. And I know that many of you, as I've been talking, something has been bubbling up inside of you as I, yes, that's what I want. You know, that's what I want. And so for some of you, this is, it's going to mean making a decision to become a follower of Jesus, making him the leader of your life today. For others, it's going to mean making a fresh new start with the Holy Spirit, being filled by him again. And be careful with that idea of being filled. A lot of people think, oh, you get more of God, more of the Holy Spirit. No, that word filled means control. And what being filled with the Holy Spirit means, you don't get more of him. He gets more of you. And that's what it's going to take. You saying, yes, take me. See? And so as you've been hearing me talk, some of you have been, something exciting is going, bubbling inside of you. You could feel it almost physically. Some of you are feeling the presence of the Lord. You're feeling something as you're sitting here listening to my word. That's the Holy Spirit inviting you into this new and exciting way to live. And I know that there's some of you that have, over the last period of time in your life, I think you've been sitting thinking, you know what? I know God wants to use me more out there. There are people at my job or in my neighborhood. I just can't, you know, I can't do it, and I feel guilty about that. Well, today, God is inviting you to allow him to transform the way you live. You just need to be friendly. You just need to be available. And so if you're sitting here today, I want to pray for you. If you're one of the ones that have this thing bubbling up inside, this hopefulness, this desire, this saying, yes, I want to live that way. I want you to stand to your feet. I want to pray for you. And I know that's like, oh, I'm in front of all these people, you know. Stand to your feet. I just want to pray a prayer over you, okay? Come on, I know there's a bunch of you. Okay, now the people around those people that are standing, okay, look, turn around, see if there's somebody near. I would like to have your help. We're going to be the body of Christ. God uses us. He uses our prayers. He uses our hands. He uses our voice, right, to express himself. So I want you to, I don't want anybody standing that doesn't have somebody with a hand on their shoulder. I want you to just, okay, just join, just surround them. Get out of your seat. There are people up in the balcony that could, you right up in the corner, way up in the corner. Yeah, help them. Yeah, that's great. And then those of you that are asking for prayer right now, I want you to just relax. I don't want you to beg God. This is something he wants for you. You don't have to beg. All you have to do is say, yeah, I'm here. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and make a big deposit in your life of something fresh and new of him. That he'll create more space in your life for what he wants to do through you. And all you have to do is be like a little child and let him. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for making the kingdom available to us here and now in this place, and the ministry of the kingdom, of bringing a whole new world to birth here on earth. And you use our lives. You use us. We thank you for drawing us into the ministry of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and what he's doing in this city that we live in here. And I pray now in the name of Jesus for a release of power and authority to live like Jesus lived and do the things that Jesus did in a naturally supernatural way, in a way that fits each individual that's standing perfectly, so that they don't have to be phony, put on an act. They can be themselves. Show them how to do that. Come, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus.
You know, I believe God is giving some of you an idea, even right now, on sort of a next step for you. And if that's the case, you just need to say yes to God, whatever that is. Maybe it's a next step of being friendlier at work, friendlier in your neighborhood. Maybe it's a next step of getting equipped more by taking maybe a ministry training class that we offer here or something. But whatever you think God is, you know, speaking to you about in your heart for the next step, just say yes right now. Just you and God, just say, okay, God, this is what I think you're bringing to my mind right now. So I just want to say yes to that. And Lord, we bless those decisions right now that you're speaking to people's hearts and minds. We bless it. And we thank you for it, God. And we can't wait to see the impact that all these that are standing are going to make, even in the next few weeks and few months, Lord. You know, last service when Mike was talking, I also felt like the Holy Spirit was saying to us as a church family that you can really make this very basic in a way that'll apply to all of us. And that's this, you know, everybody in this room, I'll bet, just about everybody in this room lives around other people. Maybe you have a neighbor, maybe you have more than one neighbor, somebody actually lives close to you. Just a simple next step for all of us is what Mike was talking about, is just let's be a little more friendly. Just by our act of friendliness, we're opening up God to have possibilities of using us in the people's lives that are around us. You know, instead of just waving occasionally, you know, when somebody's out in their front yard or in their apartment or whatever and you're there, why don't you just take a moment and just introduce yourself, say hi. You know, just who knows what God might do, like with Mike, when we step out of our comfort zone just a little bit. And just try to be a little more friendly. And I think that's a word for all of us as we go into 2015. Is just let's impact our neighbors just by being more hospitable, by being more friendly. And I like to pray that over us before we go. Can I have everybody stand, please? Would you open your heart to God right now? God, thank you for Mike's ministry to us and reminding us the importance of being naturally supernatural, of just being who you've made us to be, but being alert to those promptings that you give us all the time. And right now, God, I pray that there'd be an impartation from heaven for each one of us just on this simple issue of friendliness and hospitality. God, we want to be more friendly to those that live around us, more friendly to our coworkers, more friendly to those that we interact with as we head into 2015. And as we do that, God, we pray that you would use us to make a difference, to really impact our neighborhoods in small, small ways, and maybe possibly in big, big ways. But God, the results are up to you. We just want to be available. And we say to you right now, in this last weekend before 2015, we are available to be used by your Spirit. So come, Holy Spirit, fill each one of us. Get more control of each one of us so that we would be your vessels in this next year. Maybe there is a next step for those of you that stood up a minute ago that weren't already standing when I had everybody stand. Maybe God is saying to you, here's your next step. If that's the case, just say yes, Lord, right now. Just before you go, 30 seconds, do whatever spiritual business you need to do with God by saying yes to what you feel like is, you know, God speaking to your heart and mind. I'd like us also to take a moment and thank Mike Terziano for his ministry to us today. Let's thank him. If you would like someone to pray for you before you go, we're going to have a ministry team here at the altar. In fact, if they would make their way now. When we dismiss in just a second, if you want to come to the front, we'd love to pray for you. If you're a guest on your way out, don't forget to stop by the information center. It takes just a couple of minutes. We'd love to give you some information that you could take with you and look at your leisure. But before you go, say hi to some people around you. Introduce yourself if you don't know them. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you soon.